In their final season here in New Hampshire, the Manchester Monarchs could go out on a high note. The team is headed to its first Calder Cup Finals. Game one is slated for tomorrow night in Manchester when the team takes on the Utica Comets. Alex Hall covers the Monarchs for the New Hampshire Union Leader. He joins us now for a preview of the series. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Well, Alex, going into the season, did this seem like a team that was built for the finals?
Going into the season, I mean, they had a lot of success last year. They finished first in the Atlantic Division. They were the top seed in the Eastern Conference last year. They got bounced in the first round by Norfolk. You know, so, and that's kind of been a problem for the team over the years. They've had strong regular seasons in the past and had some struggles in the postseason. And, you know, they had the talent this year for sure. I mean, Jordan Wheel and Brian O'Neill are some of the top guys for the Kings in terms of prospects and things. And, you know, anybody who goes to a game, you'll see their impact on the game sheet.
Yeah, the Kings are the Major League affiliate, obviously, for the Monarchs over in L.A.
Yes, of course. And, you know, but they brought in a new coach in Mike Stuthers this year. You know, so there was some change over there. You know, how would he gel with the players that were already here and some of the new guys that they brought in from college and juniors and things like that?
What's the key now for the Monarchs heading into the series?
I mean, I think they just have to continue what's been working for them, which is they haven't lost at home yet in the playoffs. They've been just out of this world at the Verizon Wireless Arena in Manchester. So, I mean, if they can continue their home success, get up 2-0 in the first two games of the series, which they've been able to do in every other series, it's really kind of they've been able to control things from there. So if they can kind of continue their home success and continue to really pepper the opposing goalie with some shots, I mean, their offense has been impressive. They've got two or three – Brian O'Neill, Jordan Wheel, and their rookie Michael Mersch out of the University of Wisconsin are three of, you know, the top five guys in terms of scoring in the postseason. So they've got some real talent there to make some things happen.
Relentless offense.
Yes.
Yeah. This team is leaving Manchester after 15 seasons. They'll be moving to California. Now, obviously, a finals win would be a big milestone for the franchise. But, you know, win or lose, was their time here, is it considered a success?
I think so. I think when you look at the Monarchs and what they've accomplished from a franchise standpoint, you know, they've always been, in their heyday attendance-wise, they were among the top in the league. Even the last couple of years, they've kind of dipped down into the middle of the pack, but they've never been out of the middle of the pack in attendance. There's always been that fan base that has supported them, and I think they kind of paved the way for the New Hampshire Fisher Cats to come in because the Monarchs showed that a minor league team in New Hampshire and Manchester could work. So I think that, you know, regardless of the fact this is their first trip to the Calder Cup, I think what they've done in terms of showing what this market could do from a sports business aspect is impressive.
Any prediction on how the finals are going to turn out?
I've been wrong in most times where I've thought about predictions for the Monarchs this postseason, but I would say I think that this one will probably go 6 or 7 just because there seems to be a lot of, you know, what one team is good at, the other team is good at countering. So, you know, I think it'll go 6 or 7. And I've been saying it for a little while now. I just feel like if they made it this far, that the Monarchs would come away with it just because they've faced a lot of different style teams and they've been able to get through them. So I don't see why this one would be different.
Why not go out on top?
Exactly.
Alex Hall covers the Monarchs for the Union Leader. Alex, thanks for the time.
Of course. Thank you for having me.